Science fiction, does it attack God?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, isn't a science fiction book just an amusing way to spend a lazy afternoon?
I'm certainly not saying that science fiction is all bad, Mark, but Christians need to be aware that some science fiction openly attacks God in the Bible. It shouldn't be that surprising, really. You see, most science fiction is based on the assumption that intelligent life evolved on other planets, and so it believes that the Bible's picture of the universe is wrong. Just consider the science fiction of the late Carl Sagan. Did you know his best-selling novel Contact, later made into a blockbuster movie, was a vehement attack on Christianity? Sagan was an ardent evolutionist, and he totally rejected Christianity. He believed that millions of civilizations have already evolved in our galaxy alone. And his book Contact tells about a young woman who rejected her Christian upbringing but found hope in contacting intelligent beings from outer space. And according to one movie reviewer, it was the most hostile anti-Christian movie he'd ever seen. You know, this is so sad. People are easily convinced by fiction based on faulty human opinion while they scorn God's infallible word.
The Bible is the true history of the world from beginning to end. That's the theme of one of our more intriguing booklets called The Seven Seeds of History. You can find it free on our website, answersradio.com.